From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A Russian-declared humanitarian ceasefire went into effect in Syria's embattled city of Aleppo Friday to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the city. However, rebel groups in Aleppo have dismissed Russia's offer, accusing them of lying and calling the ceasefire a media stunt for public consumption. Similar humanitarian pauses have been organized by Moscow and Damascus before, but have largely failed. Turkey's state-run news agency says at least 8 people killed and 30 others wounded in a car bomb attack in the southeastern city of Diyarbakir on Friday. The attack followed the overnight arrest of the leaders of the People's Democratic Party, parliament's second-biggest opposition group, and at least 11 lawmakers from the party, whose base is largely drawn from Kurds in the region. Leftists and progressives throughout Turkey were also arrested overnight. The blast took place near a police station where the lawmakers are being held. U.S. officials say an American military trainer was shot dead and 2 others critically injured by Jordanian security forces in a gun battle at an airbase Friday, correcting an earlier statement by the Jordanian military that 2 Americans had been killed. Jordan's military says the trainers were in a car that failed to stop at a gate at the Al Jafar Air Base in southern Jordan. A Jordanian officer was wounded in that gun battle. Jordan receives financial help from the U.S. and is a key ally, being a member of the U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State in neighboring Syria and Iraq. In the U.S. presidential race, the candidates from both major parties and their surrogates campaigning heavily in the states where the outcome is too close to call. With the election just 4 days away, Kathleen Hennessey of the Associated Press says Hillary Clinton is also paying close attention to her base support.
Hillary Clinton is headed to Pennsylvania and Michigan.